Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we are not selling anything. I was just conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what is your current official party voter registration file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican in Alachua County.
Okay, Republican. All right. All right, ma'am, and when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always and mostly all the time, some of the time, or rarely or never?
If we're whatever
to vote in, we vote.
Okay, so it'd be always or most of the time?
Always.
Always. Okay. All right, ma'am, do you recognize the name of Keith Gross? And would you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of him?
I have no idea who he is. I'm sorry.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Yeah.
Would that be favorable? Okay, favorable. Okay, well, what Donald Trump?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Favorable, unfavorable, or neutral?
At this point, unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Okay, Rick Scott.
Yeah, neutral, I suppose.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
I have no idea, honestly.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
I suppose I approve.
Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Approve. Okay. All right, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and, you know, the size of federal government?
I don't really know all what he's done. I'm sorry. So I don't,
okay.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
How many more questions is this?
Okay, no problem. We almost finished. This is a very short survey, okay? We're almost done. Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Sure. Approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am. During the 2022 elections, Rick Scott served as, you know, the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of, you know, helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden's and a poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many, you know, key states lost races. Most, you know, thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure to make you will make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does not have no effect on your vote?
No effect.
No effect. Okay.
No, I don't believe any of it.
All right, ma'am. Finally, I'm going to ask you again. You know, at the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Keith Gross and Rick Scott?
I'll answer again. I have no idea. I have to read up on whoever this other person is.
Okay, ma'am, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Whatever the one is to 64.
Okay, 50 to 64, okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be Cuban-American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation.
Thank you.
Great evening, and thank you for your opinion. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.